Okay, we're on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, two-thirds down, Tanan Hasam. We learned over there in a Mishnah in Arla, a third shita about Chadash, Arla, and Kelayim. The Mishnah says, HaChadash is Asar Min HaTorah. Chadash is Asar Min HaTorah, B'chol Makom, everywhere, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, Chadash is Asar. However, HaArla is only usher in Chutz La'aretz from a halacha, and the kelayim and kelayim. Again, there are many different types of kelayim. Over here, we're discussing kelei akerem, kelayim that you planted in a vineyard. Let's say some vegetables together with the grapes. Midivri seferim is only midrabanan. So we've learned three different shittas about these three things. Rav Shimon is of the opinion that all three of them, Chadash, Arla, and Kelayim, is Aser Min HaTorah. Rav Elazar, his son, holds that all three of them are Midrabanan. And now we're bringing down a third sheet of the Mishnah and Arla that holds that Chadash is Aser Min HaTorah, Arla is a Halacha, and Kelayim is only Midrabanan. So I purposely didn't translate halacha because Gemara is about to have a machlokes what the word halacha means. Zokt Rashi, how do you know that chadash is asher min haTorah b'chol makom? Kesaver moishav, it says in the Torah the word moishav, anywhere that your dwelling is, kol makom shatem yeshiv mashma, means anywhere where your dwelling is, sayin eretz yisrael, sayin chutz la'aretz. So even here in America, there will be an iser of arla min haTorah. However, arla is a halacha. So zok the Gemara, my halacha. What does that mean, arla is a halacha? Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hilchasa Medina. It means it's just a minug of the country. Really, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. But since we don't want to forget the parsha of Arla, the Medina was noyig a minug to be makbar in Arla, even in Chutz La'aretz. But it's not the Eraisa. Ula Amar Rav Yechanan Halacha Mashmi Sinai. Ula says no, Halacha means Halacha Mashmi Sinai, and it's more chamer. It's almost on the level of a deraisa. It's on the level of a Halacha Mashmi Sinai. So what does that mean? Hilchasa Medina. So Rashi explains Hilchasa Medina, hin higuhu heim aleim b'chutz la'aretz. It means it was a minhag that they created on themselves in Chutz La'aretz. That's what it means, Hilchasa Medina. That the people in Chutz La'aretz decided to start a minhag of not eating the fruit for the first 3 years. It happens to be not a very difficult minhag, because when you plant a tree, usually the first 3 years the fruit is not very good. It usually doesn't start developing until many years later. So therefore, there's a machlokes here. If Arla and Chutz La'aretz, is it just a minhag or is it a halacha ma'aseh Sinai? Now the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya. Amrle Ula l'Rav Yehuda Bishlam aladidi. I understand according to me that mina halacha ma'aseh Sinai that I hold Arla is chamer, it's halacha ma'aseh Sinai. And Haina the Shani one says, since it's so chamer, it's halacha mashmi Sinai and kalayim, it's only midivri seferim, so that's why there's a difference between suffik arlo and suffik kalayim. We're about to see that suffik arlo is more chamer than suffik kalayim, and it makes sense. Suffik kalayim is only derabbanan, suffik arlo is a suffik halacha mashmi Sinai, so that's why we're more machmer. But according to you, that they're both midrabanan, then why would suffik arla be more chamer? So where do we find that suffik arla is more chamer? Didn't we learned in a Mishnah in Arla, suffik arla, if you have a suffik in Arla, well, it depends where. If you're ba'aretz, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, so suffik arla is obviously aser. Why? Arla is aser min haTorah. So if arla is aser min haTorah, if Arla is Aser Min HaTorah and you have a suffix, it would be suffix deraisa to l'chumra. And since suffix deraisa to l'chumra, so a suffix Arla will be Aser in Eretz Yisrael. However, what about Besoria? Now, Soria is approximately Syria. It's right outside of Eretz Yisrael. Then it's Mutter. It's not deraisa, so a suffix derabanan will be Mutter. And b'chutz However, not quite in Mutter, it's Chutz La'aretz, because it's right next to Eretz Yisrael, and you could get confused with Arla and Eretz Yisrael. But B'Chutz La'aretz, if you're going to have Arla all the way in Chutz La'aretz, which is much more Kal, and you're not going to get it confused, let's say the Arla in America, you're not going to get it confused with the Arla in Eretz Yisrael, then Yerid V'Lekeach, I'm allowed to go down to the Paradis, and go ahead, and I'm allowed to buy the Arla. As long as I don't know for sure, absolutely, that it's Arla, as long as I have any suffix that it might be Arla, then it will be Mutter. So let's see some Rashis here. Suffix Arla. Suffix Avru Aleha Shaloshanim. If you have a suffix, if 3 years passed, or if it didn't, meaning I don't remember exactly how old this tree is. Is it 2 years old? Is it 4 years old? One case of a suffix Arla. Inami, a second case of suffix Arla would be Pardashish by Natias Arla on Shah Natias. I have a lot of trees. Some of the trees are under 3 years old, and some of them are older. The look at Ovik Chavim and Apeiros, and I saw the guy go down to the field. Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Suffolk Arla.
Who's that?
You see, like, where Rashi says Hilchos Medina? That's it, hanging the Shamilan. It's like about one third. So you see the big Rashi, Suffolk Arla, not big yet, Suffolk Arla? So Rashi said there are two cases of Suffolk Arla. First case is Suffolk Avru Aleha Shaloshanim. You just don't know how old the tree is. Is it above 3 or below 3? Inami, a second case of Suffolk Arla, is Pardis Yesh Bo Natias Arla or Shah Natias. You have a Pardis, and some of them are older than 3. Ever could cover him in a Spanish do a Mehechon. I know he went down to the and he collected some fruit, but I'm not sure exactly which vine or which tree he gathered from, the one that was above 3 or under 3. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's Suffolk Dereis Lechomer. However, Basuria, where's Surya? Here, Aram Seva. That's Aram Seva, which is approximately Syria. Shekavish David v'simfam Eretz Yisrael. That David, even though it's not part of Eretz Yisrael, but David added Eretz Yisrael, and he conquered it, and he added it to Eretz Yisrael. However, Kibush Yochid Lishmei Kibush, just because David HaMelech conquered Syria, that does not make it part of Eretz Yisrael. Hilchos Sveikei Mutter. Therefore, since it's not part of Eretz Yisrael, it's only Derabbanan, since it's only Derabbanan, Rabbanon Lekula, and therefore, if you don't know if it's 3 years old, or if you don't know if it came from an Arla tree, it will be mud. Well, come on, Parchinon, later, the Gemara is going to ask, if L'chara Arla is Halacha Moshem Yisinei, B'chutz La'aretz Heichbeko B'sveiko, L'chara Halacha Moshem Yisinei is a Deraisa. So if it's Halacha Moshem Yisinei, so how could you be Mekul and say Safek Derabon Lekul, just the opposite. Say Safek Derayis Lechomra, Umashanina, and the Gemara over there is going to answer, Ema Kach Namra Halacha. This is the way the Halacha was said. The Halacha Moshem Yisinei was spelled out. Sveika Mutter B'chutz La'aretz V'da'asa. It says, even though it's a Isser Derayisa, but it's only an Isser Derayisa B'vadai, but B'Safek, it will be Mutter. So therefore, even if it's a deraisa, the reason why it's going to be mutter by a suffix is because the Lachmash Mishinai Gufa said we're only asering a vade and we're not going to aser a suffix.
When you first started, you brought down the sheep.
Card.
Yeah.
Everything's drabana.
Right. All three of them are drabana.
Even Orla.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, all three are derabanan. I mean, in the race, obviously, all three are derabanan. But in Chutz La'aretz, all three of them are derabanan.
You said that there's going to be a chilek between Eretz Yisrael and
Chutz La'aretz. Right. So all three of them, according to Rabbi Barbi Shimon, would be derabanan in Eretz Yisrael, and all three of them would be derabanan in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, Uva Chutz La'aretz, the Rochak Tfei V'loy Mechach. What about Chutz La'aretz, which is far away from Eretz Yisrael? Therefore, you won't get confused between the Arla and Chutz La'aretz versus the Arla and
Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah?
You said that it's Orla. This is 5:00. You said Orla is the Rabbanan. Rashi says,
correct. So that was the machlokes that we had of my halacha. Yehuda Mishmuel says it's only the Rabbanan, a hilchos of Medina. And Ula says the halacha Moshe Mishinai. So Rashi is explaining that if it's a halacha Moshe Mishinai, then you should say suffik deraisa l'chumra. So therefore Rashi says that no, that even though it's deraisa of a halacha Moshe Mishinai, but still, but even though it's deraisa of a halacha Moshe Mishinai, but the halacha Moshe Mishinai spelled out clearly that a suffik will be mutter. Correct. Uvechutz la'aretz, the rachuk tfei v'loy mechlef, if it's chutz la'aretz, even though Syria is chutz la'aretz, but chutz la'aretz means far away from Eretz Yisrael, and you won't get confused with Arlo of Eretz Yisrael, Yerid Yisrael, Yisrael could go down, v'lekech min ha'ovei kechavim, and he could buy from a guy, and he could buy from a guy who's going down to Paradise, and he's gathering from one of the trees, and I don't know which one of the trees. Is he doing it from a yalda, which is under three, or is he gathering from a zakin, which is older than three, and it's not arla? And even though the Yisrael knows that the guy is going to this farm or to this Paradise, which clearly has arla and non-arla, still there's no problem, because since it's a suffik, I'm allowed to even l'chatchila buy from something which is a suffik arla. However, there's one chumra, uvilvat shalo yirenu. What does that mean, Dr. Ashi? Uvilvat shalo yirenu Yisrael, because you look at min arla. I can't, look into the field and see the guide gathering from the arla tree, and then I know for sure that it's arla, so then it won't be mutter. But the fact that I know he went down to a field which had both arla and non-arla, that is fine. And this is what we said in Syria, it's mutter. Kishenuka kfar. That's only when it was already gathered. In Syria, we have a little bit of a chumrah that I can't tell the guy purposely go down to that field, which would be a suffik arla, because that already you'll get confused with Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz Laaretz, I could even tell the guy to go to the field and gather for me, as long as I don't see him clearly, bevade collecting from arla, then there's no problem. Even purposely putting myself in a matziv of a suffik arla. So that's the halacha of arla, that we have a little bit of a chumrah that I'm not able to see the guy collecting from arla, then it would be aser. However, vilugabi kalayim tanan, the Gemara continues, that by kalayim we have a mission over there in Mesechlas Arla, kerem hanatua yarak, if you have a kerem of grapes, and then you create a kalayim by planting right next to the grapes, you plant the vegetables, the yarak nimkar chutzaloy, and then you see a little stand selling vegetables right outside this vineyard. But you don't know where those vegetables came from. Maybe they came from the kalayim in this field, or maybe they're from non-kalayim. But Eretz Aser, so in Eretz Yisrael, where it would be a suffik derais, it's Aser. Bisurya, that it's going to only be a drabbanon by kalayim, so it's mutter. B'chutz la'aretz, which is further away from Eretz Yisrael, then yirid v'loikate, then the goyisha owner could go down to his kerem and be loikate the vegetables. Uvashal yukat biyad. However, the Yisrael can't go down and collect from the kalayim. However, it's okay even if he sees the good. Goy b'vadei collect from the kalayim, it's not a problem, and he could eat it. So Rashi explains. So I think Rashi is going to speak that out. Basically the Gemara just said, as long as you don't gather it, b'yad. Mashmi, even if you see it, you just can't with your own hand do it. But I think Rashi is going to explain it a little clearer. Dr. Rashi, kerem hanatua yarak. Shadzari Yarak Bina Gafanim, you planted some vegetables right next to the grapevines, the Havali Kilea Karim. So that's Kilea Karim. So it's Aser. Eretz Yisrael, it's Aser. In Surya, it's Mutter. And Chutz La'aretz, V'yarek nimkar chutzaloi v'yesh locha shema miyarek shegadol v'karem hu, and we're choshish that maybe these vegetables came from this karem. There are other vegetables. By the way, suffik kalayim, so this is a suffik of kalayim. Yerid oivik kechavim, the guy could go down, but look at me kalayim mamish, and I could see him mamish collecting from the kalayim. Umaycher lechaver, and the chaver on the yid is allowed to buy that stuff that he saw clearly that he collected from the kalayim. Uvulvad shlo yokud hachaver atzman biyad. However, the chaver himself cannot. Pick up the vegetables which are kalayim, but he's able to watch the guy pick up the kalayim and then hand it to him.
So
Surya
is more than
Chutzlar,
right?
Surya is closer to Eretz Yisrael, right, so and it's Asi
Lemechla. Surya Mutter, that's only after the fact, you mean.
Yeah, but same as the Rashi before. But you can't go tell him to purposely collect.
Right,
So what's the reason why kalayim is so mutter? So the reason is because by kalayim there's only an iser zriya or an iser lakita. You're not allowed to plant kalayim in Chutzlaretz, and you're not allowed to biyad go ahead and harvest it. However, there's no iser achila of kalayim in Chutzlaretz. So even though I know for sure that the guy is collecting the kalayim in Chutzlaretz, there is no Isra Achila in Chutzlaretz, and therefore the Chaver is going to be mutter to buy the Kalayim that the guy does. So Rashi continues, the im isad da arla b'chutzlaretz divrei seferim loya lacha maishim yisinei. If you want to tell me arla and chutzlaretz is the same divrei seferim as kalayim, maishna da achmer b'safik arla b'safik kalayim. What's the reason why by suffik arla we say that I'm not allowed to see him collect arla, and by kalayim I'm allowed to? So the Gemara fears Eish and explains the question. So according to me, it's very good that there's a difference, because one's halach mashmi sinai and one's the rabbanon. Elo didach, but according to you, that both of them are the rabbanon, one's a halachas medina and one is the rabbanon, but they're both only the rabbanon, nisni, oizeh vizeh. So then say both of them are the same level. Either both kalayim and arla yergulei keach, both by arla and kalayim, the Yisrael is able to so go down and buy it, even though it's vaday kalayim or vaday arla, or say that by both of them, I'm not allowed to go down and buy. I'm only allowed to. Just opposite. Either I could be lekeach, but I can't be lekeach, or I'm allowed to be lekeach, but they should both be the same. And for the Gemara, ena chanami, ha'amar le'Shmuel le'Ravanan. Shmuel told Ravanan, correct that Mishnah, tani, and be gerus in that Mishnah. Oizev izeh yerei v'lekeach. Either both of them are the same that you're yerei v'lekeach. Oizev izeh yerei v'lekeach. Or by both of them, you could be yerei v'lekeach. And therefore, taka, there is no. If you hold that they're both the Rabbanon, then there is no difference. And my bread, so which way? But we're not sure which way. We're just saying is, but they're both the same. So which way? My bread, the Ravna, Masin Le, and my bread, the Ravna, was Gerset Lakula, which means which way was Lakula? Zev Zev, both by Erla. And Bekalayim, Yuri Veloike, Uvachel Yilka Biyad. I'm even allowed to see the guy clearly gather. And harvest either the arla or the kalayim, as long as I don't harvest biyad the kalayim or the arla, and therefore we have no kasha. Say if they're both halach mashmi sinai, say if it's halach medina, we don't have a raya either way.
He's changing the Mishnah.
Yeah, that's what Shmuel is doing. Correct. We're changing the Mishnah. Dr. Ashi, Tap Rashi, Nisni Oy Aidi Ba'Aidi. The arla or the kalayim, both by arla or kalayim, either by both arla and kalayim, you're actually allowed to be yerei v'loikid, even though you know for sure that it is kalayim. The only iser is either to be zereya kalayim, or if I harvested on my own, because that already looks too much like kalayim. However, if the guy harvested and I'm just buying it, then we're not concerned about kalayim in chutz la'aretz. And Rashi is saying there is no iser to eat kalayim and chutz la'aretz. There's only an iser to be zereir or like it. Not sure.
I buy from a goy where he's planted wheat and grapes together.
Right. I'm going to have to double check that. But yeah, but that's what the Gemara is saying.
If anyone has shopped in a grocery store any time in their lifetime, and potential point. Lamaisa,
And we're also going to discuss, right now I want to talk about Kilei Kerem. There's really many different types of Kilayim. There's Kilei Zera, and then there's a case on a tree, and we're going to discuss different types.
This
Kilei Kerem we're talking about is only Kilei Kerem. We're going to see there are different halachas for all other types of Kilayim that we're going to see later on this staff. Okay, and in fact, the Gemara continues. So l'chor, we have many eitzes of suffix.
Very clear.
Amalei Levi l'Shmuel, Ayich sapik livana eichel. Go ahead and create for me a suffix of arla. And since you're going to what were you asking me again? By Badei Kalayim? Oh, okay, fine. Yeah. Fine, yeah, so the Gemara continues. I'm going to leave this small. That's what we're discussing in all these cases, meaning of Suffolk Kalayim and Chutz La'aretz. Right.
Another Badei Kalayim.
Yeah. So Levi told Shmuel, his nickname for Shmuel was Aryeh. So he said, Sapik Livana Echel. Levi asked Shmuel, go create a suffix for me, make a suffix Arla in a way that it will be a halachic suffix, whatever it's called, a halachic suffix, and then I'm happy to eat the suffix Arla. So we see that Levi was purposely telling Shmuel, create for me a suffix in Arla, and then the suffix Arla in Chutz La'aretz is going to be mutter. And so to Rav Avya, Rav Abba Rav Chanam, Safku Svuki La'adadi, they traded off each day, making sfeikis of arla to each other, and then they would eat it, and there's no problem. So we see it's not like a bidyevet dikalacha. Even lechatchila, you are allowed to create a suffik arla. Dr. Ashi, sapekli, lekoit shaloi b'fanei, you should gather not in front of me. She has suffik atzli. That way it will be a suffik arla, but not echel, and I'm going to eat it. Over Arla Kayam, we're talking about by Arla. So we see that by Arla, as long as I don't know for sure that it's in Arla, it's going to be mud there.
Where does this take place?
Chutz La'aretz? Yeah. So in Eretz Yisrael, Suffolk Arla would be us. So clearly, and Shmuel and Rav Avya and all these people all live in Chutz La'aretz.
They would gather for each other, Vaday Arla, and then give it to each other.
So the Gemara says sapik livana echel, gather for me something which is a suffik. Meaning for me it's a suffik. It could be for you it's a vadei, but for me it's a suffik, and therefore it'll be mutter. But as soon as for me it's a vadei, then it will be a problem. So I always have to make sure that for me it's a suffik, but I'm allowed to purposely tell you don't tell me exactly where it's from, and therefore it will be a suffik. Amri Harifi the Pumpadisa, the sharp ones of Pumpadisa said, Ein Arla b'chutz la'aretz. There's no halach of Arla, even of Vadei Arla, there's no din of Vadei Arla even in Chutz La'aretz. Shocha reviewed the Kamei de Rav Yechon. Rav Yehuda sent this message in front of Rav Yechon, did you know what the sharp ones of Pumpadisa are saying? Shachwei, no, Rav Yechon was not happy with this at all. Stoim sit sveika. even if it would be a suffik arla, you should go ahead and hide it. And don't go ahead and tell everyone this halacha of suffik arla is mutter. They're being way too meiko. Va'beid vada, and if it's vada arla, destroy it. Va'hachred al perisein, and announce of all those people that are going to be meiko on their fruits of vada arla, shetu'un and geniza, that they have to hide them. Chol ha'omer ein arla b'chutz la'aretz, and if anyone says that there's no vada arla b'chutz la'aretz, He took it very, very seriously. Don't say that the no din arla in chutz la'aretz, and if that is, then you're not going to be zeicha that in Yirtzeh Hashem, when we go back to Eretz Yisrael, your descendants will not be masuch chevel begoyel b'kal Hashem, will not get a chilek in Eretz Yisrael. And it's just an expression that the way they used to measure the fields was they took a long rope and they would measure the size of the fields. So you're saying you won't be a masuch chevel begoyel b'kal Hashem to get a goyel b'kal Hashem, meaning in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Yochanan very strongly disagreed, said absolutely not. And of course, there is a din vade arla and chutz la'aretz, and even suffik arla, even though we said suffik arla and chutz la'aretz is mutter, but he said it, you're being too meikel, and hide this halacha, and don't be derish, berabim, this halacha, that a suffik arla and chutz la'aretz is mutter. So it's true, but it's, but don't. Vade arla and chutz la'aretz? Well, so the Gemara is about to explain what the Pampadisa said, but even according to Rav Yochanan, it will only be the Rabbanan. The Inu Kaman Sevrua, so the Harifi, the Pampadisa, who did they hold? Like, why did they say a Vade Arla doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz? Ki Hadatanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Rav Lozer bar Yosi Aymer, Mishum Rav Yosi ben Dermaska. Rav Lozer said in the name of Rav Yosi ben Dermaska, Sha'amar Mishum Rav Yosi Aglili, that said in the name of Rav Yosi Aglili, Sha'amar Mishum Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, a whole long chain, Sha'amar Mishum Rav Lozer Agadol, Ein Arla b'chutz la'aretz. So they say over in the name of Blazer Agadol, that's Rav Blazer ben Horkanis, that there's no din Arla in chutz la'aretz. But Rav Yochanan disagrees with that. Dr. Ashi. Apekli. L'koit shaloi b'fanei. Gather not in front of me. She is suffik etzli. That way I won't know if it's arla. I'm not echol, and then I'm allowed to eat from it because I don't know, even if you know. But I don't know, and therefore it will be mutter for me. Over arla kayam, I'm talking about suffik arla. Harifi the pumpadisa. Who are they? Who are the sharp ones, the pumpadisa? Eifa, vavimi, v'nei rechava, the pumpadisa. Stoim sveika, v'aved vada. Rav Yochanan said, by a suffik, don't be darshan of a rabbim, and a vada you should destroy. Kalaimer sveika mutter. The suffik is truthfully mutter, vada aser. And vada arla is going to be aser. V'heta sveika stamayu lahiris. Stop darshaning barabim this halacha. You know, for our share, it's okay to know this halacha. But don't barabim go around telling people that suffik arla is mutter. Since they're being so makel, if you go ahead and you give them a finger, they're going to end up taking a hand. So if you tell them suffik arla's mutter, they're going to take advantage and say even vade arla's mutter. Similarly, we say mesechlas nedarim. Rav Huna bar Chinna saver lemidrashay bepirka. Rav Huna wanted to say over a chiddush on bepirka in the public drasha. Amirav atana sasim los hana hit it. By darshla bepirka, and you're going to publicly announce it to the Talmid Chachamim here. We could say over the shir, but to give the public Shabbos shir, you know, to the whole entire kiyila, you shouldn't go ahead and teach these kulas. I'm a stoim. Means don't publicly teach it. Fine. So a suffik you shouldn't darshan b'rabim, but abed vada behin makilin, since they are mekel al tater lahem l'suffik zeh. Since they are mekel, don't be matter the suffik. Ala abed osam haperis b'yadayim. Rather, you should actually go ahead and destroy it. they're going to be mekel, so don't be matter the safek, rather destroy it. The hakrid al perishim shall ill on the kilim boshatun and gneed, and announce that whoever is being mekel, you should know, all their peers need gneeza. Okay, so that's the machloekah between Rav Yochanan and the Pumfadisa. In fact, the more of a loy, are you going to tell me that a blazer, a gadar, a blazer, a horkenness holds that the nodin arla, even vade arla, and chutzlaretz, vanan, tanan? But we learned in the Mishnah, a blazer, oimer, that a blazer says, afachadash. Right, in our Mishnah, back 2 blad ago, Reb Elazar, who's Reb Elazar, said on the Mishnah, even Chadash is Naigan Chatzlaris. So how could you tell me if he said even Chadash, that means for sure, even Chadash, but for sure, Arla is Naigan Chatzlaris. And the Gemara, no, Tani, once again, we're going to change our Mishnah, Chadash. He didn't say even Chadash, he said only Chadash is Naigan Chatzlaris. However, Arla is, he holds, Reb Elazar Gadol holds, is not noig in Chutz La'aretz. Dr. Ashi, Afa Chadash, Alma Ba'arla Ketana Kama Svirlan. If he said, even Chadash in Chutz La'aretz, but for sure by Arla, he holds a Ketana Kama, the Kamoist of Chash, he's saying, even Chadash is noig in Chutz La'aretz, but for sure by Arla, he holds a Ketana Kama, that's noig in Chutz La'aretz. Time of the Gemara, no, Tni Chadash, Veloy Tisni, don't be gersh in the Mishnah, even Chadash, only Chadash. V'chi kalmar, Arla v'kalayim harayim kashar tuliyim ba'aretz. V'einli hagam chutz la'aretz. Arla and kalayim are only halachas that are said in Eretz Yisrael, and not in chutz la'aretz. Aval Chadash noyig b'chutz la'aretz. However, Chadash is noyig in chutz la'aretz. Why? Because by Moshe, by Chadash is a special place.
Can I interrupt for 1 minute so I can do your 6:30 on the track. Are you good?
Yeah.
For you. Chadash in Chutz La'aretz. However, by Kalayim and by
Arla. Could people mute themselves, please?
Okay. It's the meaning.
Rabbi Tarim mute himself?
I think he muted us all.
What do you say?
I think Rabbi Carr muted us.
I'm back in here.
Can you hear me now? You're not muted.
He muted himself.
I muted myself. Okay, could you hear me now?
Yeah. Hit star pound six. Yes. Star six to get everybody muted. Not five. What is that star? Maybe star. No.
Okay. Let me know if you can hear me. I'm assuming, yeah.
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Continue. Omer of Asi.
That would be Chutz La'aretz according to this and Minatora.
Chadash will be Minatar and Chutz La'aretz according to Reb Elazar, but Arla and Kalayim and Chutz La'aretz according to Reb Elazar will be Mutar, even Vadei Arla and even Vadei Kalayim. Well, there's Reb Elazar Shita. There's Reb Elazar Gadol Shita. Yeah, there are many different Shitas here.
So you're
doing that like that. Yeah. Rabbi Kar?
Yeah. Could you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, but. The Stam Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus.
Yeah.
So the one we see in the Mishnah.
Or over here for sure, when it says Rabbi Elazar Agadol, that's referring to Rabbi Elazar.
Right, then I understand.
Right, yeah. So there's different rules. There's like a Stam Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, or Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, or if it's an Amara, then it's someone else. So it's a little confusing.
Actually, ben Hyrcanus is Rabbi Elazar. I don't know.
This is Rev Eliezer Agadol,
right.
and so Stam Rev Eliezer is Rev Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, and Stam Rev Elazar is Rev Elazar ben Aruch.
Oh, thank you.
Right, so this is Stam Rev Eliezer. Sorry if I mispronounced it. I'm not sure.
Okay, right.
But over here, yes, we are discussing Rev Eliezer ben Hyrcanus.
Rabbi Margaret Bonnet pronounces Rev Eliezer
Okay.
I would point out that the idea of knowledge is a big question. There's absolutely no question whatsoever. Starting in August, the bread that you buy in a grocery store for that matter, the grove, is fucked. Period. You do not personally observe it. I mean, the heather of the box for Kaddish is based on the fact that it's in Croatia. You know, it's several steps. It's a several-step thing, if I can recall. But there is no question about it.
So that's going to be a topic for another time. We're going to have to get into it. So if we're saying that Vadei Chodesh is Aser, and the only way to be Matarid is the Suffolk or Svek Sveka, nowadays that we have much better data on the stuff, a lot of times we know exactly where the wheat came from, and it's not that hard to find out exactly where it is, and therefore there are many people that used to be mekel, or like back in the 80s when the Russians used to store tons of wheat, that they were very mekel in Chodesh, but there are people that are machmer nowadays in Chodesh, because they say that this Chodesh is more of a vade than a suffik, depending on the case. Like if you go down to Milky Way and ask them where they're getting the wheat from, many times they could tell you exactly, and they know exactly when it was planted, when it was harvested.
If you speak to King Arthur and things like that, you can find out pretty much to the day.
So then you might have to get into this other kula of in arla of in chadash b'chutz la'aretz or not. In the case that you don't have a svek sveika, so that I'm not coming to paskin, you know, ask your LOR, but maybe after you learn the whole entire sugya, it will be interesting to know halacha l'maisa if in America in chutz la'aretz you should be machmer on chadash or not.
What matter is
Chodesh? So the classical heter of Chodesh was a Svek Sveika. But nowadays... So in Eretz Yisrael, Chodesh is much more chamer, and most people in Eretz Yisrael, hopefully everyone, I can't say. But first of all, Reb Lozer just said that there's no. First of all, some places can say there is no Chodesh in Chutz La'aretz. That's not the Ikar Halacha. The Ikar Halacha is that there is Chodesh in Chutz La'aretz, but we have a Svek Sveika. If this is Chodesh, and therefore will be Mut. The problem is, it used to be a Svek Sveika. Nowadays, I mean, you may not know, but the store very often does know exactly, and you know, if you call Milky Way, they will, or if you call, I'm not picking on a specific store, Grove, Milky Way, whatever.
When is
Chodesh
Mutter?
Once
you start eating Chodesh, when is it no longer Chodesh?
Oh, it's after Pesach, once you bring the Omer.
And that's, there's nobody bringing the Omer.
What?
Nobody's bringing the Omer.
Yes, so on the second day of Pesach.
Somebody bringing the Omer.
The Zman of the Omer. After the Zman of bringing the carbon Omer, we still do Sphiris Omer now, even though we don't bring the Omer. But we start counting from the Zman of the Omer. So after the day that they used to bring the carbon Omer, that's the halacha.
They have to actually bring the Omer.
Right, so when we say Chodesh.
Right.
So we mean something. Something that was harvested after Pesach and therefore didn't pass by the Passover, the second day of Pesach. So that would be, so basically let's say there's winter wheat and spring wheat, so it's not that hard to figure out if it's spring wheat that was harvested after Pesach, right? And come, let's call El time, we're going to know we're using the spring wheat. And then, you know, there is reason. You know, I'm not coming to Paskin. Most people are Mekel and Chodesh, but there is nowadays that we have much more data, there's more and more of a reason to be Machmer on it. That's all. Okay. Yeah. Rabbi Herman's data is actually not a Vada, it's only a Suffolk. Milky Way will have Vada data. Rabbi Herman is only based on estimates. I quote most of his stuff. Suffolk, actually. Right. But that is not a bad day. Whatever, that's topic for another discussion. Whoa. Amar of Asi, Amar of Yechanan, Arlo b'chutz la'aretz, halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. Arlo in chutz la'aretz is aser mitzad e halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. Amar of Zerler of Asi, Ivatanya, but we learned in a braisa, suffik arla, if you have a suffik, if something is arla, but aretz is aser, and eretz yisrael is aser, over surya mutter. So therefore we see, so how could you tell me that it's a suffik deraisa of halacha mashem yisinei, right? But l'chara, suffik deraisa should be l'chomer, and a suffik derabbanon is l'kula. So why in surya is it mutter if it's really halacha mashem yisinei? Eshtemim kashal chada. He was quiet for a minute. He wasn't sure. Amrle emakach namer. This is the way the Halacha Moshe Sinai is said. Even though normally by the Reis is Suffolk, the Reis is Lechumra, but by this Halacha Moshe Sinai it said Sveika Mutter Vada Aser. It said Suffolk of this Halacha Moshe Sinai is Mutter, and only a Vada is Aser. And therefore, even though it's a Suffolk the Reis, still, Suffolk Halacha Moshe Sinai, still it's going to be Mutter.
That's right, Halacha Moshe Sinai is going to be Mutter.
Yeah, this is the Gemara that Rashi was quoting before. Okay. Zot Rashi. Visurya Mutter. The Iva Dov Chutzlar is Halacha. And if the Vaday in Chutzlar is Halacha Mashmisina, Hechem is Alzinam Besveka. How could you be Mako by a suffix of Halacha Mashmisina? The answer is Kach Nemra Halacha Mashmisina. This is the way that Halacha Mashmisina was said, that a suffix is Mutter, and therefore it's not a Zilzil to be Mako in a suffix Halacha Mashmisina. Dr. Gemara Vaiter. Oh, I forgot. What time does it stop on Mondays? 6:50? Okay, good. Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Loikin ala Kalayim Dvar Torah. He said this, even if you have Kalayim and Chutz Laretz, you get Malkus. So if you get Malkus, it's clearly the Areisa. So he's saying that Kalayim and Chutz Laretz is Min HaTorah. Amli Rabbi Yossi said to Ravasi, Vanantanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, Kalayim Midivri Seferim. The Mishnah that we just quoted in Arla said Kalayim are only Midrabanan. So how could you say that Kalayim is Minatara? Loikasha. And for the Gemara, it's not a stira. There are different types of Kalayim, like we mentioned before. Kamba Kilaya Kerem. By Kilaya Kerem, they're only Aser and Eretz Yisrael, and not by Chutz Laretz. Kambar Kavas Ilan. This type of climb is a different type of climb. This is talking about Harkavas Ilan, that you graft one type of tree onto a different type of tree. And by that type of Kalayim is Usir even in Chutz Laretz, like we're about to quote from Shmuel. Kiddush Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, Es Chukasai Tishmaru. It says in the Torah, you have to keep my Chukim. Kalayim is a Chayk. Chukim Shechokakti L'chol Kfar. These chukim that I already told you, you have to keep. What are these chukim? Number one, behemtecha loisarbia. You can't create kalayim with your behemoth. And also, number two, kalayim sodcha loisizra. You cannot plant kalayim. So since we have a hekesh between a Kilei Behema versus the Kalayim of the Sada, so we make a drosha. Ma hemtecha barba, just like Kilei Behema are aser, have nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, and they're also saying Eretz Yisrael, saying Chutz Laretz. We're not upset yet. Ma behemtecha barba, just like a Behema, you're having two Behemas joining together to have a different type of animal. Afsadcha bar kava is also talking about that you're joining together two types of ilanis. So therefore, we're referring to our kavas ilanu. Ma behemtecha noy bein baaretz bein b'chutz laaretz. And just like a Behema had nothing to do with the land, and therefore there's no chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, Afsadcha, so too the kalayim of the trees, noig bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz laaretz. So too, these halacha of kalayim of the trees is noig even in chutz laaretz. I affecting marvel aksiv sadcha. I it says in the Torah sadcha, which is mashma only the sada, which is miyuchad to you, which means the sada in Eretz Yisrael. And for the Gemara, ha'hulamut ezram shabachutz laaretz. That's referring to a third type of kalayim, which is kalayim of the sada, kalayim of the zera, which is either kilei akerem, or something of the like, and that's mutter midereisa in chutz la'aretz. However, kalayim of the ilan is usher in chutz la'aretz. Dr. Ashi. You get Malkus on Kalayim and Chutzlaritz midiraisa, because Yelf like Amei from Shmuel, that we compare Bar Kavasa Ilan min b'she'enei mina. You take one type of tree and you graft it onto a different type of tree. Hukasai Tishmeru. It doesn't say you should guard my chukim. My old chukim, which are my oilam, you should guard. These halachas, even the bnei noach, we already commanded noach not to create kalayim. What are those chukim that we already warned noach? We told noach that he should not do kalayim of behema. You shouldn't marry together two different types of behemoths. And number two, sadcha lo sizra. The Ezer's Rias Kalayim Shani Omer. What type of Kalayim of the Sod am I talking about? Shechakakta Mechakfar. Did I already warn Noach about them? Dumya de Behema. It's got to be similar to Behema. Dovra Mesuyim. Behind our Kova. It's referring to grafting. Mehacha Nafka on the Sanhedrin. And this is where we learn out in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Bnei Noach Chazru Alein. That even a Goy is Muzer on Kalayim of grafting two different types of. And a bnei noach is mutzer on marrying together two different types of animals. And over here, we're teaching you a chiddush that just like behema is a fil b'chutzlar, it's a chayv is a gufi, because it's a chayv on the person and has nothing to do with the aretz. Absodcha b'chutzlar aretz. So too, your sada is chayv even in chutzlar. In fact, the Gemara b'ksev sadcha, it says your field hamiyuchad b'cha. Which means in Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlaritz lehikun l'cha min ha-shamayim. And Chutzlaritz, even though you could own land in Chutzlaritz, but min ha-shamayim, they didn't give it to you. You know, you just bought it from whoever you bought it from. But the Sada, which is miyuchad l'cha, is the land in Eretz Yisrael that Hashem gave to you. And therefore, that tells you to exclude a type of kilei ha-sada. And for the Gemara, that's not referring to kilei ha-ilan, rather that's referring to ahu l'mutei zra'im. The kilei ha-kerem b'chutzlaritz. That's telling you that kilayim of the kerem, which is in the field, not of the trees. So kilei ha-kerem does not apply in chutzlaritz. However, kilayim of the ilan does apply in chutzlaritz. Just 1 second. The mishum da loshen zria plus of sadcha. Sadcha because you plant it, as opposed to a tree that grows for many years. Yeah, sorry, what was your question?
We have now sadcha, which is seeds, right?
So referring to kerem. So kerem does not apply in chutzlaritz. However, kalayim of a behema or kalayim of a ilan does apply in chutzlaritz. So far, we are dealing with three types of kalayim, and we're saying
kavas ilan
applies in chutzlaritz.
Okay, was there a third one that we had?
So we have kerem does not apply in chutz la'aretz, and we're saying ilan and behema does apply, and then there's another one of kalayim of zera, not in the kerem, that we're going to discuss shortly. Rav Chanan, Rav Anan, havu shakli v'azi ba'orcha, they were walking in chutz la'aretz, chazyuhu lahu gavra dekod zera zrom v'hadi adadi. So this is the fourth type. They saw that he was being zireya different types of seeds. Amrle nisi mayna shamte. Let's put him in chayim. He's being over kalayim, which is asim edrabon. Amrle loy chavrisu. You obviously don't have hilchos kalayim very clear to you, because we're in chutz la'aretz, and therefore since we're in chutz la'aretz, it's going to be mutter. Vesu. He saw a person that was planting wheat and barley next to the grapes. Once again, he said, put him in Chayim, because he's doing Kalayim in Chutzlaret. The Hilchus of Kalayim are obviously not clear to you, because Loi Kalayim Lan Kerv Yoshia, the Amrach, Yizrach, Kitus, Arva, Chaisim, and Pilus Yad. Because we don't paskin, like Rav Yoshia that says, until you plant wheat and barley and the grapes in one shot. But if over here you already planted the grapes, and then you planted it, then you won't be chayiv. Why? Because we paskin like Rav Yoshia that you have to do all three together. And since you didn't do all three together, therefore it's going to be mutter gomer in chutzlaret to plant wheat and barley next to the grapes.
But would
the,
we say all three.
Yeah.
The three
different. Yeah.
Do I have to hit?
Just. This year over.
And a good day, Laura.
Sounds like it.
Okay. Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.